The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, is notorious for making provocative statements and for his vicious war on drugs. His latest proposal? He wants to change the country's name. The World's Patrick Wynn has that story.
The Philippines is named after a guy who never set foot in the Philippines. King Felipe II, also called King Philip, ruled Spain through much of the 16th century, a time when Spain was busy conquering civilizations all around the planet, including one archipelago in Asia that was home to many diverse societies and peoples. But the Spanish Empire said, nope, you're all subjects under one ruler now, King Felipe, and this whole island chain became the Philippines.
Philippines because it was discovered by Magellan using the money of King Philip.
That's President Duterte at a speech last week, bringing up not only King Philip but Magellan, the first European explorer to ever reach the islands. Duterte says we need to erase the influence of these idiots and rename the Philippines to the Republic of Maharlika.
The Republic of Maharlika, because Maharlika is a Malay word, and it means more of a concept of serenity and peace.
Maharlika is an old, old word, originating in Sanskrit and then used in the Malay language, which was spoken in the Asian tropics long before the Europeans came. I called a Filipina historian who specializes in the colonial era, and I asked for her gut reaction to this proposed name change.
I don't think everyday Filipinos think of their problems as being rooted in the colonial past.
Deirdre de la Cruz is an associate professor at the University of Michigan.
Honestly, most Filipinos have a lot more to worry about than being haunted by the ghost of King Philip.
Such as Duterte's war on drugs, which has killed, by some estimates, more than 20,000 people, piling problems on top of a nation already troubled by corruption, poverty, and fierce typhoons. Now, axing the name Philippines for the Republic of Maharlika, that idea was first pushed by Ferdinand Marcos, the U.S.-backed dictator who was ousted by his people back in the 1980s. But De La Cruz says Maharlika is often mistranslated.
The way that Duterte and Marcos are invoking Maharlika is wrong.
Duterte says it means serenity. Marcos said it referred to an ancient caste of royalty. Basically, anytime leaders want to evoke some pristine pre-colonial past, they often reach for this word, Maharlika.
But it's actually a term that's used to describe freemen, somebody who is not indentured. So the glorification of the word and its association with some grand kingdom is over-exaggerated.
There were really impressive societies on these islands, some with complex writing and trading routes that ran all the way to Japan and China. But De La Cruz says you can't look back to any one unspoiled kingdom that can now represent all the peoples of the Philippines, because there was no Philippines back then. It was just a lot of neighboring islands. It was the Spanish Empire that fused many, many peoples together under a common identity. So De La Cruz wonders, what's this proposal really about?
Why do authoritarian leaders have to reach into a pre-colonial past? Like, why is there always this interest in creating this mythical past?
Her best guess?
Blaming a colonial tyranny of a distant past is a convenient way to absolve oneself of any accountability for the present.
Accountability is really not Duterte's thing. Those who condemn his policies, like lawmakers and journalists, they keep getting locked up. And as for what to call the country, well, Duterte's administration says Congress might just hold a referendum and let the people choose. For The World, Patrick Wynn.